Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Adoption Focus. My name is Jennifer Jaworski, and I'm a social worker with Adoption Associates of Michigan. This is Adoption Associates' premier talk radio blog show. Adoption Associates and its staff are trusted leaders in adoption, and we have placed over 5,000 children into loving homes. Since 1990, we have advocated, supported, and nurtured both birth families and adoptive families. Our offices are located in Jenison, Lansing, Farmington Hills, and Saginaw, and our pregnancy and adoption services are available throughout all of Michigan. One of Adoption Associates' commitments is to this weekly radio show, so thank you so much for listening in today. We hope that you find this forum to be inspirational, educational, and thought-provoking. And today we are talking about becoming an adoptive parent, what that's all about and what it looks like. And we have with us Sarah Stahl. Sarah, are you online? So we might be having some technical difficulties. I thought that Sarah was with us this morning. And she certainly had a great deal of wonderful information to share about adoption. We'll hang here on the line another couple of minutes and hopefully she can connect in with us. I was really excited today to share with you, our listening audience, Sarah's professional connection to adoption, a little bit more about her. She has worked in the adoption field for many years as a caseworker, conducting and helping couples to complete home studies and then become parents by adoption. One of the things that, you know, we talk about is the motivation of individuals looking to grow their family by adoption, wanting to become parents. There are some individuals with infertility or medical issues that prevent a pregnancy. Some people, you know, search adoption for a response to a need or to provide a home to a child that's in need. So we're going to hopefully connect with Sarah. I hate to end our show early because I know that she was prepared to be with us today to talk about this. The preparation process for adoption, a lot of people ask questions about why there is so much involved and what that looks like. And there are many steps to the process, and the education involved in the home study component is significant piece for Adoption Associates in helping to prepare our families for their adoptions and to raise a child who will grow to learn about their birth family. That's very important for the long-term health and well-being and stability and self-esteem for children who have been placed for adoption. There are many steps involved in the process. Education, again, being one of the most important ones, and the responsibility that the agency has to these children as a child placing agency, it is our priority to find families for children rather than children for families. So we believe that every child needs a family to belong to, and we take what we do very seriously. There are steps in the approval process. I don't want to get too much into that because I'm still hoping that Sarah is able to connect. And then what happens after a family is approved, what their waiting phase looks like as birth mothers are reviewing profiles and selecting families. And we believe strongly in the importance of not the agency selecting a family for a birth mother or a baby, but for the birth mother to be empowered in her choice in doing so. Our families are interested in open and semi-open adoption and all that that entails and are pursue those sorts of adoption. Contact between the birth mother and the family varies depending upon individual relationships that are built on trust, but it is not uncommon for there to be correspondence that occurs over 18 years and in many cases visits as well. As we know, openness having transformed over the years and becoming what it is today. So what we may need to do is to reschedule and reconnect with Sarah. I don't want to give all the details, and I don't think that I can give the information in in the way that she can with the years of experience and adoptive family work that she has. If you're listening in today, I am, would encourage you to stay in contact with Adoption Associates through our Facebook page. Information about upcoming radio shows is available there, and we're continuing to have great feedback and interest in the radio show, and we're really excited about that. I know that coming up at a glance next week, we're going to be speaking with the legal coordinator for Adoption Associates, who's going to share information about the legal process and the time frames that are involved and what that looks like, not only from an adoptive family perspective, but from a birth mother and birth father perspective, process that they go through. And then on June 21, very excited to speak with a former client of Adoption Associates who is a mother of three, and her story is very touching as she shares how she became a mom through the gift of a birth mother's choice for adoption. And then we have the week after that, June 28th, a former birth mother who has a really powerful story of brokenness and redemption and the things that she had to overcome and the struggles that she faced when she found herself in an unplanned pregnancy. So we will definitely reschedule Sarah, because this is some significantly important and interesting information, and I thank you for listening in today and apologize for the difficulties that it appears we're experiencing. In the meantime, if you're interested in connecting with Adoption Associates, please do contact us at 800-677-2367 or on the web at adoptionassociates.net. For now, this is Jennifer on Adoption Focus. Have a great day, everyone. Bye-bye.